This is the BBC Home Service. Ladies and gentlemen, Itmar.
He's 6 weeks out, yet he's the doubt.
Oh, where is Mr. Handley? He knows very well he's got an appointment with Sir Short Supply.
Excuse me, miss. You want it in here?
Want what in here?
Oh, I don't know. They never told me.
Oh, gross inefficiency. What waste of manpower.
Oh, excuse me.
Will you go away? I don't want it in here.
Oh, but my damn such desire.
Oh, it's a short. Oh, I'm so sorry, but a wretched man keeps annoying me.
Oh, you need a strong man to deal with interlopers.
Here, I found out what it is, miss. It's aharmonium.
Aharmonium? Anharmonium? I mean harmonium. Whatever for?
Oh, I don't know. They never told me.
Will you please go away?
Yes, go away, go away, go on. Shoo, off you go, go on. Come, there you are. I soon dealt with the matter.
You're so masterful.
Oh, you're sublime.
And you're so short.
Oh, it's your mother.
What on earth is that? Mr. Handley, why are you battling with that wretched organ?
Well, why not? This is the one Reginald fought. Hello, folks. I will now play an organ solo entitled My Pong Goes Round the World. Listen. Pardon me, my organ's a pig. Now for my next piece.
Mr. Handley, behave yourself. Look who's here.
Oh, hello, Sir Short. Cheer up, old boy. Only 56 more foodless days to Christmas. What's the latest wheeze from the ministry?
Here, in this envelope, are your instructions.
Thank you, Putty Pants.
Oh, Miss Hotchkiss, may I have a word with you alone?
Oh, I wonder what you can want to say to me, Sir Short.
Well, if it's what I think it is, I should make him sign a form first.
Door!
Poor old Sir Short, you know, he's absolutely mad about Hotch. Every morning he sends her a potato with goo-goo eyes. Well, I better read these instructions. Ah, now what does it say? You are requested by the government to present England to the world as the finest country on earth. It's all yours, big boy. Signed, Stafford Cripps. Now, isn't that nice, eh? Hey,
Stafford, where have I seen that name before?
Can I take it away now, sir?
Take what away?
Oh, I don't know. They never told me.
Well, how big is it?
Ooh, it's not nearly big enough. Nothing is these days.
Oh, get out of the place. You know, that's the sort of man who has chicken for dinner every day and then complains about the shortage of eggs. Now, now, how am I going to put England over in a big way? I know. I'll start with the pageant of the Albert Hall, and I'll call it 1066 and all that. Well, that's been done. No, I'll... I've got it. 1947 and no fat. I'll show them how it.
Oh, good Baldick. I'm the Keep Fit Baird. I don't think you dough by Dane.
You're Dane? No, I don't. I don't. I bet she's a splasher. Well, what's to do today?
Well, I want to talk to you about cold baths. You jump into the icy water, and what happens?
I jump out again.
Whatever for?
Well, I'm sitting on the nail brush.
Oh, nonsense. Every time I have a cold bath, I come out of the bathroom pig all over. Do you know why?
Yes, you've left your dressing gown downstairs.
Down. Let me give you a few simple exercises. Now, watch me. I raise my right arm so. I raise my left arm so. I raise my right leg so.
Now raise your left leg so. Whoa! I'm sorry, I thought you had three legs. Well, Thanks for the demonstration.
Well, goodbye. Don't forget, take a bath every day.
No fear. You know the old saying, what the eye doesn't see, just the gate still doesn't mind about it. A bath every day. Fancy having to take your boots off 7 times a week. Well, I must get on with my pageant. Hey, Hotch, put that man down and come here, will you?
What is it, Mr. Handley?
Well, they want me to glorify England to the world.
They? Who's they?
They. You know them. They're the people who won't let you. But anyway, you must help me.
Ah, there you are, you dear man.
Yes.
I've just been looking at the scenery of your stately Homes of England finale.
Ah, down, Topsy.
This isn't Topsy. This is Topsy's sister Popsy's brother, Patsy.
Oh, I thought the Topsy's sister Popsy's brother Patsy was a Chertsey.
Now, for the garden scene, yes. I suggest you have lots of sundials, arches and gnomes.
Yes, but...
A plastic seat gives the right atmosphere, and of course, artificial bridges.
Ah, down, Topsy's sister Popsy's brother Patsy, or I'll take you down the street.
Of course, we should have to buy lots of bulbs and plants.
Yes.
We might even manage some fruit trees.
Well, I've got a few well-developed...
Land girls could give us a hand. We might even install a miniature pond with water lilies and perhaps even a goldfish.
Yes.
Mr. Handley, this woman is full of...
Bullfinches and sparrows must be... Now, I think I shall wear...
A few leaves would look pretty on the top. And Britannia could come on dressed in...
My shiny trousers are a disgrace, Carmen. I think I'll give them back to...
Thomas, will you tell this woman to stop? She drives me...
Nuts and wine should be on everything. It's difficult in these days, but where there's a...
Will you go away?
Don't you try and bully me, my good woman.
Don't you call me a good...
Afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I can see this ending up like the pageant of peace I produced on VE Day. I had to bring out tear gas in the end. Well, now, they've asked you to undertake this tremendous task, but they didn't say when.
Say when, sir? Never.
Hello, Colonel. How are you? You do look a wreck this morning. Not changed since last night, has he? And just look at Willie. Has he got a stiff neck, or did the barman put his clock back too soon?
No, sir, he's having trouble with his nose, aren't you, Willie?
Clip it.
What's the matter? Is his nose reaching the glass before his mouth?
No, sir, you see, it's getting much too red.
Yes, it's a real un-American conk. Don't send him to Hollywood, he'll get into trouble. Have you tried dipping it in cold water?
Cold water, sir? He can't stand the smell of the stuff.
Well, how did this accident happen?
Well, you see, he was leaning over the bar watching his change being counted when he unfortunately caught his nose in the cash register. Didn't you, Willie?
I wish you'd stop it, Willie. You go on and on and on like the bad news.
The barman was furious, sir.
Well, I suppose every time Willie sneezed, he rang up 3 and 4. Isn't that so, W?
Clear, Handley.
You know, this quiet ride of yours is getting me down. What were you before you met Humphrey? A Tory election agent? Anyhow, Colonel, why doesn't he see a doctor?
Oh, he has, sir. And the medical said he was suffering from shock and recommended a large whiskey.
Oh, I know a much better cure for shock than whiskey.
Don't tell us, sir. We don't want to know. Good day, sir.
Well, no wonder Willie's nose is getting redder. He was so speechless last night, by 10 o'clock he was writing his orders in the sawdust with his elbow. Well, now I must have some music for my pageant.
Did you call me Tommy Bar?
Hey? Well, look. No, but now you're here, play something soothing, you know, some nice music while I write a play about the future of England. If some people are correct, well, it shouldn't take me very long. By the way, what are you going to play?
An arrangement by Frederick Saracen of the old Welsh tune, Hunting the Hare.
The Hare, eh? Well, put your hat on or the greyhounds will think it's you. Play right. Thank you. Thank you, Ray, for conducting the orchestra, and thank you, orchestra, for not taking the slightest notice of it. Well, now for a quiet chew of celery.
Mr. Handley, yes. The pageant organizer has arrived. You must put yourself entirely in his hands. He will produce order out of this chaos.
I wish he'd produce fangs out of this chaos.
Here he is, Mr. Noel Fielding.
Noel Fielding? Why should there be? All that's your name, is it? Oh, I mean...
No, Mr. Handley. Yes? This is no time for trivialities. There's so much to be done, so much to do. I'm frantic with anxiety.
Well, I get like that after mashed peas. Holiday.
Do take this pageant seriously.
Yes.
Have you considered the financial implications?
Well, I know how much I'm getting.
What will it be in aid of? We must have a deserving charity.
We have. We're going to provide food parcels for America.
Magnificent. What a cause. Now for the slogan.
Well, how about food is thicker than water?
No. Something more sensational.
Yes.
Ah, I got it. I got it. It's gone.
Oh, bad luck.
Here it is. I got it. It's gone again.
What is this? A running commentary on a flea? Well, get on with it.
I can see it all. Millions of troops. Thousands of troops. Hundreds of troops. All on the way out. It will be done.
What a pantomime. What does he think this is? Sinbad the Soldier? Well, now. How about these food parcels for America? Now, I'll put in 5 pounds of steak, underweight of English butter and a lemon. But what shall I wrap them up in?
Here's your laundry, sir. It's a bit late, but I've had a bit of a setback.
Really? No trouble with your boyfriend, the butcher, I hope?
Yes, sir. It's all over.
What? You've come to the scray end of your romance?
Yes, sir. I heard he'd got some pheasants in, so I went round to his shop and said, what about a little game this weekend?
Well, what happened?
He brought out his snakes and ladders.
Well, thank heavens it wasn't tiddlywinks. Well, I hope you've got another string to your bow.
Oh, yes, sir. I'm very friendly with the fishmonger, and I think he's fond of me.
Why?
Well, sir, he's always whisking me with a newspaper and saying, there's no flies on you.
Well, that's better than wrapping you up in a newspaper and saying, I know it is, but it'll do for the cat. By the way, Mona, did you hear of the lazy gardener who bought a plot of ground and kept turning it over in his mind?
No, sir. What did he do?
Is it... Don't you ever see the point of a story?
No, sir. It's being so cheerful as keeps me going.
Poor old Mona. You know, she hasn't laughed since Fat Ben used to slip on banana skins. Now, what's next?
Ahoy there! Splice the main brace and heave her to.
Well, if it isn't the Rodine Wrens. Well, what are you two girls doing?
Cleaning up the old office. Down with the rigging and sluice the decks with bilge water.
Aye, sir.
Show a leg there, Tommy, and give us a hand. Fall in with Toots while we turn her upside down and scrape off her barnacles.
Don't be personal.
Lower the topsail. There's a big swell coming up.
Good heavens, it's Stuart McPherson with 20 vests on.
Avast there. Pipe him away. Get ready to disembark. Steady there. She's listening to port.
Whiskey and port, sir. I'll join you.
Ha ha, good old girl. You're just in time to push the boat out.
Which my mistake, sir.
Throw us a line. Push her up.
Drop us a line, Molotov. This will be the band on the way to my rehearsal at the Albert Hall. Who's the bandmaster?
Giuseppe.
Not the Giuseppe you studied on the John Ravioli.
Yes.
Why, I heard his name last summer on the spaghetti. Let's join him, eh?
Ta-ra-ra-ra-bum, ta-ra-ra-ra-bum, ta-ra-ra-ra-bum-a-dee-bum-dee. Ta-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra. Old Katerina, Katerina, let's hear the band. Old Katerina, Katerina, the music's grand. Look at the leader, oh, what a leader. He's the man with a great big drum. There's a twinkle in his eye. Oh, Katerina, every beat of the drum's for you. Oh, Katerina. Katerina, tell me, what are you going to do? Oh, listen to that big drum beat as they come marching down the street. All the town is out today. They've come to hear Giuseppe play. He's here. Let's cheer Giuseppe and his band. With his 5 and 20 trumpets all in harmony, as he beats the great big drum, it's like a symphony. Oh, what passion he shows in his boom, boom, boom. And his drumsticks, they all give him plenty room. As he marches up and down, he looks terrific. All the signorinas love him, he's magnifico. When he plays, it's simply grand. Giuseppe's band is the best band in the land. Where's his 5 and 20 trumpets all in harmony? As he beats the great big drum, it's like a symphony. Oh, what passion he shows in his bum bum bum. And his drumsticks, they all give him plenty room. As he marches up and down, he looks terrific. All the signoritos love him, he's magnifico. When he plays, it's simply grand. Giuseppe's band is the best band in the land.
Thank you, Vera Lynn Joyce. Incidentally, that wasn't Giuseppe, you know, walking in front. It was Ray Jenkins with the macaroni moustache on.
Oh, shades of the Bellevue, Manchester. In all my experience, I've never suffered from such utter frustration. I'm just a bundle of nerves.
Well, you shouldn't listen to Mr. Hibbard reading the news.
Tim. I've handled some of the world's greatest singers. Patti, Melba,
Cheddar, and Coffee to follow. Did you ever handle Kate Carney?
I never touched Variety.
Oh, too proud, eh? What's wrong with Variety, said he, turning down an offer for the Coliseum Chorten Kamari. Anyway, let's get going. Now, who's first?
The highfalutin girls' choir. Oh. After a stirring overture with Max Behrens, they sing our anthem, England, is England still.
Oh, is it? What part of London do you live in? Who wrote this tissue of lies?
The words are by Paul Polofsky, and the music by Karl Hoffmann.
Well, who's it published by? Hands Across the Baltic? Well, anyway, let's have the mass bands. Now, I'll conduct. A one, a two.
Oh, what's wrong now? The men must start with a fanfare by Gaston.
That's right, and the girls can follow with a fanfare by gaslight. Come on, let's start again. A one, a one and a half, a two. Well, that's the rudest noise I've heard since the radish season finished. Well, never mind. It'll be all right on the night. Now, where's my narrator, Dame Sybil Bathnight?
Here I am, dear boy. Ah. My dressing room's a disgrace. The things they've written on the mirror.
Really? Well, how did that happen? The performing elephants fest in there last week. Well, now, Dame Bathnight, you've got your part. We'll start right in.
Very well, dear boy. Ladies and gentlemen, Thomas Handley presents that patriotic pageant, England is England Still.
Sybil, dear, that's not quite emotional enough. Now, look, imagine you're all alone in Soho, claiming it for England by planting a Union Jack in a garlic sausage. Get that. Now, try again.
England is England Still.
Oh, that's wonderful, that's wonderful. What with that and this east wind, I've gone red, white and blue all over. Well, I expect it'll be all right on the night.
Hey, are you Mr. Hanley?
Oh, an American, eh? Have you come for a food parcel?
No, I'm the president of the New Jersey Radio Network. The name is Elmer P. Soup.
Elmer P. Soup? Now, let's get this clear, Soup. What do you want?
Well, we're putting your show on every radio network in America.
Oh, that's a bit thick, Soup. What do I get?
I'll tell you after the show.
You certainly know your onion soup.
Then it's okay. Glad to meet you, Hanley.
Glad tomato soup. I enjoyed that basinful. So, where are we?
The highfalutin girls' choir.
What are they laughing at? I'll look in this mirror and see. Good heavens. All right, well, come on, girls. Now, let's hear your piece.
England lives, England still. Oh, we don't hold it. No. Up with our hearts, we still got dots. Down in the body blow.
Though we've got cuts, we've still got guts.
And every jack has his deal. And every time. And Annie, get your gun. England!
Grand, but let me give you one solemn word of warning. Remember, the girls' choir of today is the wireless chorus of tomorrow. Oh, no, I didn't mean it. Now, don't cry. Well, carry on, Dame Sybil.
The English countryside. First, the traditional handbells played by the Rusting family from Little Ringy.
Sound like a handsome cab race. Well, good evening, boys.
Be you, Mr. Hanley.
I be you, bell ringers.
That we be.
Ah, you ready to start your performance?
That we be.
Are you all brothers?
That we be.
Well, which of you is the leader?
I be.
You be?
He be.
What, that we be? Impossible. You're not big enough to ring a bluebell. Well, let's hear this traditional English music. Come on. Ding-dong was all right, but next time you come, bring a different hum. Well, carry on, Dame Thingamabob.
And now follows the delightful old English ballad, The Old Sow.
The Old Sow? You can't sing about all that bacon at once. I tell you what, I'll sing one instead. It's called The Old Cow, or A Good Pull-Down for Farmers. Ready? Go. There was an old cow that lived in a field, moo, chickity-boo. Her milk is condensed in a can. Neither can I, old Russell's the name on the can. The bull, his name is Dan, and he is old Russell's old man, fanaka-fan. But Russell sits down on the can. Now this old cow with the toughest of dates, eight bakes, where's Happy Jake? Macmillan's a funny full man. Two houses a night,
fun.
Now this old wolf had two left legs, eggity-face. Oh, it's you. I'm sorry, Hutch.
Mr. Hanley, what about the great finale?
All right, announce it, Dame Sybil, will you?
The march past of the great cities of England, showing our richest heritage, our Anglo-Saxon tongue.
Where the Anglo-Saxon language is spoken, they'll find good friends and true. Whether you sail beneath the stars and stripes, or under the old red, white, and blue, where the Anglo-Saxon language is spoken, it rejoices old and young. For it warms your heart, my jingo, when you hear the dear of the
and now listen to the grand march past of the English dialects. Birmingham.
How you died in Birmingham?
Manchester. Plymouth.
Oh, my pretty dick, don't make him up for you and he's dead.
Liverpool.
What are those red numbers doing up here in the ships tonight?
Newcastle.
Why, hello, Saturday, new month.
And finally, London.
This is the BBC.
For it warms your heart, my jingo, when you hear the dear old
amazing. How they all marched out of step and kept upright beats me. Oh, well, that's the lot.
Mr. Handley, you completely ignored my contribution.
Oh, dear, what were you going to do? Your famous music hall act?
What do you mean?
You know, a smile, a fiddle, and the money in cash.
No, I mean British culture.
Oh.
And I have here the very man, none other than the famous dramatic critic, Mr. Shaftesbury Avenue.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Avenue? Well, what do you think of the pageant?
Well, I think it's a bit thick. That's what I think.
To Tommy Handley and Nick Marr with Jack Crane, Diana Morrison, Hugh Morton, Fred Yule, Derek Giler, Joan Harbin, and Hattie Jakes, and Lynn Joyce, who was also the singer. The Augmented Variety Orchestra conducted by Ray Jenkins, script by Ted Kavanagh, produced by Francis Worsley.